Hello, everyone. I'm recording for the Thursday spiritual well-being talk, and I actually had a couple of times thinking of the topic. And when you finally take that moment to breathe and really have that inspiration and meditation time of your own, that's when your mind ideas and meditation and everything kicks in. So I would love to talk about my week last week, and that actually something popped into my mind, and I normally make a note of it digitally and manually so that I don't forget about it. And yes. And you know that aha moment that the inner voice is so strong that you don't forget the word or the sentence. So there are a couple of sentences and phrases that I want to write share with you. It's Number one is, I didn't come this far to settle less. That is so true. So all of this wilderness journey, all of this one-on-one spiritual journey between God and me was part of his plan, because it was definitely the character building process and the in-depth of the training and the pain and at the same time, the joy. And because the discipline itself, it's not sweet. That moment, it's very painful. And that's what it's supposed to be. And the Bible says, for those people who love that God loves, will be disciplined and will be trained. And this hot furnace going through excruciating pain of training. Anyway. This going through the hot furnace refining process so that coming forth as gold, removing all the impurities. Impurities meaning self-centered, impurities meaning like my own preference. Anything that is above God or anything that goes ahead of God, that is all impurities. And anything that is against God's will, that is also impurity. So he removed everything. And really, he made me surrender totally, wholly, deeply to him. So I've learned how to be joyful under any circumstances. Joy is happiness, the mixture of happiness, and at the same time, pain. So when the muscle grows, you need that muscle pain to grow the muscle, right? So it was this spiritual muscle gaining process, developing character and really molding me to be more like him and Christ-like character. So I've learned to be joyful under any circumstances, like joyful, happy, and at the same time painful, the mixture of those things. Under any circumstances, I used to be always happy when it's happy, and I was fluctuated by those like storms and the waves of my life. But now I'm like, yes, I would definitely at the moment, as a human being, as a fleshly and also spiritual version of me, would definitely have that feeling of disappointment or feeling discouraged at that very moment. But I've been trained to still choose to be joyful and thinking ultra positively so that it's part of his will, his plan. If it's not, then let it pass by. It's part of life. So yeah, I've learned that joy and also ultra positivity and thinking and interpret things in a positive way. Let's say if my thinking pattern starts to go to the dark side of it, then like I'm stepping back and ask myself, is it really the part of reality? Is it the fact? Is it the truth? Truth, is it written in the Bible? So yes, I always think as a scientist, objectively, whenever I have the tendency to think, my thought pattern goes to the dark side. So I've learned that through this journey, and all of this journey was a lesson and training, phases. And this whole process actually firmly redefined my strong identity in Christ. It's never shaken, because now I come to the point, it's at the stage of transcending everyone, transcending every voices from the enemies, transcending every distractions. So I've reached to that pinnacle, transcendence, transcending pinnacle stage. So my voice is telling me, myself, I didn't come this far to settle less and selling short. And during this process, I've learned everything like title, status, anything that the worldly people cherishes and really put a lot of emphasis on, like, oh, and pursue and following and chasing, those become so small. It just at the end of that, so what do you achieve? So at the end of that road, at the end of the road, and at the end of that is death, retirement, and stepping down. So all of those things, yeah, I cherish it like a garbage and trash, according to the Bible. Other than God, Jesus, I cherish it as garbage and trash. So when you magnify God, anything else that people cherishes and chasing and really put a lot of emphasis on becomes like a small little tiny dust. So yes, that I'm on the same page with the Bible verses. Nothing else. Really? I cherish it, and I regard it as a trash and a garbage. So, yes. I'm not chasing them. I will do my best, whichever task is given to me, with all my heart and with all my strength and my spirit. And those minor things will follow me. I don't chase them. Those will follow me, because I do. I give it all in. I share every of my ounce of my energy and my soul and my heart and my spirit, because I am doing it for God, not for people. So if I do that, God gives you that grace and strength and wisdom, and actually you will excel at whatever you do. So that means, yes, those things will follow you, not the other way around. And because I don't mind those from top to bottom, and I don't really cherish those earthly things, I'm okay with here, 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 because my identity in Christ, I know my strong foundation and identity in Christ, co-heir with Christ and heir of God. When somebody try to distract me or say bad about me against my back or backstab me, part of the process, like, they don't have it, so that's why they are doing that. You have something that they don't have, so that's why they're bringing you down. So I've been through that whole journey. So now I've already, you know, like, okay, silence, march in silence, okay? March in silence. And bless them. They need your love and support the most, and build them up. Yeah, love them. They need your love and attention. So that is number one. Number two is rise above. So all of those crowds, all of those people in the darkness against you, Pastor Stephen Furtick at the Elevation Church today, actually, he mentioned that, yeah, people will be mocking you when you are carrying out his will. And it's part of the process. And it just does not surprise me anymore, including myself. So like an eagle, when like an eagle, you just need to rise above those things. Rise above, because yeah, you are as sons and daughters of the King who overcame the world, Jesus, and as the sons and daughters of God, your identity, your firm foundation in Christ, as the heir of God, you are at the top of the mountain. That doesn't mean that you look down on other people, but you have the capacity and capability to serve others under any circumstances and under any scenario. So that's why you don't need to prove yourself to anybody else, and you don't need to really seek other people's attention and validation. You don't need any of those, because you know who you are, you know your capability, you know your competence in Christ. So nothing matters. You're at the top of the mountain. You're the winner. You're the champion as the heir of God and co-heir with Christ. And whatever you do it for the glory of God. So you are all in, right? So those things won't really matter at all. And I wanted to share this with you because that was the inspiration. That was the voices that I really heard. And I'm pretty sure that you may be like in the same similar journey, not same, but not like identical, but similar journey as mine. And it's part of the training purpose and development process. So always choose to have that gratitude attitude and also choose to be joyful. Otherwise, like worries and stress and all of those negative feelings and thinking does not serve anything, does not do anything but destroy your body and your mind. So your body and mind become your reality. How you think, how you talk to yourself become your reality. So make sure you talk like God. According to the Bible, talk and see and view and interpret things, perspectives, according to his will and his, yeah, from his lens, okay, instead of your own preference and your own color. Yeah, that's the wrap up for Thursday. Thank you so much, and we'll connect next week.